Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by AnnaBot. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBot.ai to get started. My name's in there. That's AnnaBot.ai. So today's guest is Destiny Thomas. Destiny Thomas is known as the prayer pist because she assists high-achieving women with confidently hearing the voice of God to heal internally and avoid self-sabotage during elevation using a proven six-step journaling process known as prayer pie. Prayer pie. Did I say it right, Destiny? I'm sorry.
Prayer pie like therapy.
Prayer pie. I'm just thinking of pie. I like pie. So, Destiny is also a published author, 3 times motivational speaker, advocate for women battling infertility, and host of Prophetic Loaded Conference. Her mishap is about that time when she realized that she needed boundaries. So, Destiny, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, and I so appreciate it. So my story is I am a first generation entrepreneur. I did not know what I was doing. I came out of corporate America, but I also was unhealed in the area of building relationships with women and them working in regards to like having friends. And so when I started my business as the therapist, I was connecting with all of these women and we were building friendships, but I did not realize, or I did not know how to separate business from pleasure, right? And so I was like, they're sharing their personal stories with me. Now I feel like I have to make them my friends and share them my stories. Well, that ended up turning out really, really bad because they all had my personal phone number. They could call me at any time of the day. I didn't have set schedules. And it started to kind of roll over into my family and my personal life and my mental health. And so I learned very quickly that the same way I can't go get a Chick-fil-A sandwich on Sunday, no matter how bad I want it, I had to create the same boundaries in my business. And that has now been transformative to the growth, the productivity, and just everything in my business. So that is my BizHap story.
That is awesome. Yes, boundaries are very important. And also, it's very interesting what you mentioned. I don't know how you relate to this, but I have this idea that we are, or most women are raised to compete against each other. And that's why men are like, oh, that looks like she's. And they're like, oh, right? And they're like, they can like fight for a few minutes and they're like, oh, we're friends. But with women, it's not like that. It's like you smile in the, or you see a smile that is like a fake smile. And it's like just like this competition, you know? And once you learn that we need to support each other instead of compete against each other, that's when we grow and that's when we can build great things. And that's when we can find great friendships or business partners or business people who can be our business friends, I guess. So that's what I one of the parts that I take from your story, and also the part where it's important for us to be really strong with our boundaries.
Absolutely, I completely agree, because the reality is you're only going to be as successful as quickly as you understand the importance of collaboration and connectivity, right? Mm-hmm. And community. And for so long, because I wasn't accustomed to getting along with females and friends, that was a big hindrance in my life. But you also have to have healthy boundaries and knowing how to receive them, mm-hmm. and be clear on who your no being your no and your yes being your yes as well. So absolutely.
Yes, exactly. So Destiny, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
I serve high achievers who constantly get in their own way and try to self-sabotage their way during elevation. So I give them clarity. I basically speak to the little version of them and remind them that the little version is the past version of them, And that they do have everything necessary to be all that they're called to be. And I do that by doing inner healing using a prayer, a journaling process called Prayer Peak.
That's
and I can
awesome.
Be found on every platform under The Prayerpist. So if you search theprayerpist.com, I come up. If you search The Prayerpist on internet, I mean, on Instagram or Facebook, I come up. That's how you find me.
That's awesome. So it's Prayer P, like therapy, but Prayer P, so that people can find you. So, well, that's it for today. Thank you. Thank you so much to our guest, Destiny Thomas, for coming in and sharing her story about that time when she realized that she needed boundaries. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. And just a quick reminder, if you want help installing AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.